KVOE Live in local sunshine and 66 degrees. Good morning. It's 826.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And at 8:28, we're pleased to have with us Carrie Moyer as we continue our morning show here today. And we're talking about a special activity called Word Save Lives, which is coming up here next month. Carrie, good morning, and welcome to the morning show today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about Word Save Lives. And before we talk about the specifics here for the event coming up in September, I guess let's set some background here and kind of how this has unfolded.
Okay. Well, so Marsh Epstein in Lawrence, Kansas, who's an amazing human being and works in the social work field, had created an event around the arts that kind of draws attention to suicide and kind of the idea that communication and art, words, if you will, can work to save people's lives.
That, I think when we talk to Melissa Owen for Beacon for Hope Suicide Prevention, and I believe also over Crosswinds, it seems like art is becoming more prevalent in that type of effort to avert suicide.
Yeah, I mean, I think that using different mediums to speak to societal problems and situations that go on is something that we're seeing more and more of. I think that just the idea of people being able to utilize their creative ability to express pain and to express the things they need to talk about, things that sometimes lead to thoughts and actions around suicide.
How did you wind up getting involved with this? Because clearly you're on with us here this morning. How did you wind up getting involved? And I guess maybe why are efforts against suicide so important for you?
Well, so how I got involved specifically with Word Save Lives is a couple of years ago, Wescar Medina, who is a friend of mine and he's a current poet laureate of the state of Kansas, had reached out and we were having a conversation about, the need to have conversations about suicide to help people stay alive and to deal with the stigma around suicide. And he was looking at kind of doing something with that, you know, event-wise and whatnot. And with my background in community mental health and my involvement in things like the Beacon for Hope, and being a fellow writer and poet, he thought that it was something that I could be helpful with. So that conversation actually took place a year or two ago. And then recently, Wescar was able to make it happen, and he expanded the Word Save Lives event to 16 different locations around the state and asked me to be the host for the Emporia event.
Nice. Well, it sounds like you were fully on board with this as he asked it. So what has it been like here to organize what's going to be coming up here on the 13th?
Well, it's been cool. There's lots of musicians and poets and different folks of all different walks of life that have been willing to be a part of the event. And planning there's a lot that goes into that. I'm still kind of finding my way through some of that right now. So I think that the main thing is it's a lot of communicating and kind of trying to get the word out right now. And, you know, the topic itself is important to me professionally. I work in community mental health at Crosswinds, and I'm on the board, and I've had my own history of suicidal ideation and whatnot. And so I think that sometimes it's also just making sure that you keep the energy going and you keep the communication going about what's happening, and spending a lot of time with the topic itself can be a bit challenging.
Sure. Carrie Moyer is joining us as we talk about Emporia's Words Save Lives event. And I encourage you to go to wordsavelives.org to learn more about this particular effort. Really in broad, you know, you call it the 30,000-foot view. But let's talk about what's coming up here on the 13th. Where do people need to gather? When are folks gathering? And what's going to be taking place?
Okay. Well, so the event itself is from 6 to 9 p.m. September 13th at the Boyer Building. Crosswinds helped me secure the building, which was very cool. My work family and my work home are incredible. Mm-hmm. And so they helped me secure that building. And the setup is there's going to be a 3-hour period where different performers are going to be performing poetry, music. I have somebody that's going to actually do some comedy, because the thing about it is we don't want the event to just be about, you know, one story after another about, you know, suicide or connection to suicide, but we also want it to be about life and, you know, and people also choosing life, and the arts are also, you know, a connection to life.
Mm-hmm. So for folks that are there, you're going to have obviously the people that are going to be up at the microphone, whether they're performing or however you want to say that, but they're also going to be I'm assuming different booths there for information for folks that would like more information.
Actually, we're not going to have booths. Okay. There will be a table.
Okay.
With some literature on it. One of the things we didn't want it to be is just an advertisement for mental health centers and organizations. We really wanted to be organic and about people, you know, people focused and on the arts. But yeah, we will have a table with, you know, I know Crosswinds will have literature through Crosswinds. Beacon for Hope should have some stuff out. I'm going to have some basic information about different supports mm-hmm. In our area. If somebody was to have, you know, suicidal thoughts or know somebody who might need help with that, you know, we'll have some materials available for them.
Cool. Are you going to be at the microphone presenting some of your poetry?
Well,
or have you decided that yet?
I'm the host, so I don't want to take up too much of the time. I want to make sure everybody that's there gets to share something. But I've been encouraged to share something, a piece or something like that. I haven't gotten down to which one I might share. I've written about it, and I think I've probably written a piece about the topic in every book I've written. And it's something that I definitely do have information or work to share, but sure. Yeah, we'll see. I'm sure I'll share something.
Kerry Moyer again, the organizer of Words Save Lives, which will be September 13th at the Boyer Community Building from 6 to 9 that evening. You mentioned here about, you know, who's going to be coming in general terms. Why is it so important for you to see, I guess, maybe the local or even regional artist community jump in on this particular effort?
Well, I think that, you know, I think the big picture is, you know, I want to get varied voices. We're going to have, you know, people from, you know, all walks of life, you know, different life experiences, different communities, particularly, you know, we're also talking about having folks that are marginalized, because, you know, the people that are marginalized in our society, you know, they have higher rates sometimes of suicidal ideation and suicide attempts and completions. And so we're going to have a varied wide range of names and artists that'll be performing. Certain people, you know, I obviously there's certain local folks that you know, like Kevin Rabus, he's going to be a part of it. And you know, everybody knows Kevin, great guy, and yep. and has wonderful words to share. You know, Waskar is planning to be down here, and you know, lots of people. I don't want to leave anybody out. If I name everybody, then we'll be sitting here for another 10 minutes. But right. Everybody that's coming is got a wonderful voice, and I'm looking forward to hearing each of them share.
I guess my last question here for you, Kerry, is how pleased are you to be really a part of the expansion of this particular effort against suicide and seeing this particular effort expand statewide the way it has in such a short period of time?
Well, I think that it just speaks to the fact that there's energy behind helping people live, and there's energy behind addressing the stigma associated with suicide. You know, sometimes the difference between somebody living and somebody dying is how willing are they to talk to somebody, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's a big deal in regard to just getting it out there that this is something people need to talk about.
Understood. All right. Before we wrap it up, anything that you wanted me to put out there, or anything that you want our listeners to know about the Word Save Lives event, or really what's leading up to it here before we wrap things up?
You know, I would say that if you know anybody, if you know anybody, or you yourself are experiencing any sort of suicidal ideation, thoughts, or whatnot, that know that there's help and know that there are people willing to listen. And I think that that would be the last message I'd like to leave you with today.
Okay. And for folks who want to attend, how do they get a hold of you and where do they get that information as far as, say, phone number, website, social media, stuff like that?
Well, there's the actual Words Save Lives Emporia Facebook page. There's the website. I don't have the actual website in front of me. I should have had that available.
That's okay.
And then, you know, I think that it just show up at the Boyer Building at 6 o'clock on the 13th of September. And we'd love to see you.
Okay. Save some space. The Words Save Lives event, 6 to 9 p.m. September 13th at the Boyer Building. Kerry, great job. Hopefully we can get you on one more time before you actually have the event coming up next month.
Thank you so much.
Kerry Moyer joining us here on the KVOE Newsmaker 2 segment here. It's 8:38 on KVOE and KVOE.com.
KVOE live and local. Thank you, Chuck. Thank you, Kerry. 8:37, sunshine, 68 degrees. Good morning.
This happened just the other day.
I'll be ready to go to lunch in just a minute. I'm on hold with my bank. We can go as soon as I get done.
If I need anything, I just text my credit union. It's